You know what God does? He does what he did with Moses. What did Pharaoh's daughter call Moses? What was his name? You don't want to miss that. What was Moses' name?
Out of the water.
Drawn out of the water. Yeah. Drawn out. She drew him out of the water. Now, you got to keep in mind, it was Pharaoh's daughter who gave him that name.
Yeah.
That was his name, Moses. Drew out of the water. Well, when you really think about every aspect of that, everything we see in Moses' life, he was being drawn out. He was being drawn out when he was ready to leave Pharaoh's house. And that's when he went and what? Murdered the man. You'll see that tomorrow. Moses' great mistake was, is that Moses looked this way and he looked that way, but he didn't look up. He didn't look up. And he still didn't look up the next day.
Yeah.
But when he knew he had been found out and Pharaoh had put a bounty on his head, because he'd already separated himself from him, so now he's an enemy because he's identifying with the Jews, Moses gets out of town. God drew him out of Egypt to get Egypt out of him.
Yeah.
And then he drew him out of Jethro's covering, because he come under Jethro's covering. And at the burning bush, what is God going to do? He's going to draw him out. And he's going to just keep drawing him out. He's going to draw him out of Pharaoh's control, Egypt's control. And he's going to what? Draw him out to the Red Sea. And he's going to put him across the Red Sea. It's just one thing after the other. We see it again and again and again and again. God was always drawing him out of this and drawing him out of that and drawing him out of this and drawing him out of that. It was a constant drawing him from the influence, drawing him from the death of the water, drawing him from the influence of Egypt and Pharaoh's house. Just one thing after the other, because God was drawing him to himself. It's just a great picture. You know, that delivering from something to deliver to something. It's always a great picture of what God was doing. Anybody else? Anybody else? Got anything you want to share? And we're going to go. We spent a little more time in the front part sharing some praises and prayer requests. So we're just going to run out a little bit of time. But I had wrote this down this morning. Moses was drawn out of the command of death. Who made the command to kill the babies? Was he preserved? God kept him. Moses was drawn out of Pharaoh's covering. He was drawn out of Jethro's covering. He was drawn out of Egypt's bondage. He was drawn out to lead God's people out. He was just consistently drawn out. If she had known what she named him and what would happen as a result, she probably would have gave him another name. But who was in
God?
That's right. He was a man drawn out. Isn't that the idea of Exodus?
Yeah.
You know, being exiting out, drawn out. I mean, it just fits. It fits Moses, right? And was all that providential?
Yeah,
you can't read Psalm 105 and not see that God made those Egyptians mistreat his people. Scripture says it. God made them do it. For what? That they would cry out to be drawn out. And God provided a deliverer to draw them out for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Well, look, I'm going to have to send old Melinda a regret because she said, look, I didn't get the last part. You're going to have to send a copy of it for me because I ain't staying to Wednesday. And no, she would have stayed. And but she took out Monday evening. And but yeah, I said, well, I'm going to send you a video of it. I said, we're going to work on it Wednesday night. But it's just not going to happen again. Amen. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. To Him be the glory. Father, we thank You and we bless You. We come before You and pray for those we love and those we don't know, and that we want to be found diligent in listening for You so that we can pray according to Your will, that we can lift up those that we are praying over in a service tonight and anytime we gather, anytime things come our way as we lay them before You, that we put them at Your feet and cast them upon You. And we can't help but praise You tonight as we looked in Titus, the message You have given to him and us, for Your word is eternal and it's applicable and applies to us today, and that we see that drawing out from 3:3 to 3:4, 5, 6, and 7, how You drew us out from a world of condemnation and darkness, and You delivered us into the kingdom of the Son of your love. We didn't do it. We wasn't looking for it. You came and found us. And because you loved us first and manifested that love to us, we can't help in return now because you've done something with us to love you in return. To love your people, to love your ways, to love your wisdom, to love your message. Not only for us, but a message to a dying and perishing world. So we can't help tonight but give you the praise and the glory that you've always been in the business of drawing your people to you and leading your people to help other people for you. So we want to glorify you. And we know that can't happen unless we work with you through faith. So we praise you and we're going to thank you for working through us and even in this place tonight. So we love you and praise you and thank you for your kindness toward us. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night.